A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Samach Beis, Yuma 62A, pagination page 123. We have the privilege of starting the sixth perek in Meseches Yuma. Halfway down the page, Shnei Si'ire Yom HaKippurim. These two animals of Yom Kippur that we did the goral, the raffle on, one Lashem, one La'azazel, one gets its blood brought into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the holiest service, and one gets sent outside and dumped off a cliff. Mitzvasam sheyiyu shneyem shavim. The mitzvah is that they should look the same, they should be equal. Bemare, bekoma, uvedomim. The way they looked, their height, their price, v'lekichasan ke'echad, and that they were bought at one time. Says the Mishnah, v'afal pishen shneim shavim k'sherim. Even if it doesn't work and you can't get them the same, either because you couldn't obtain that year same looking animals, or as we'll see, that it's possible that one of them dies in the process, or as we saw things in the last Mishnah, where something gets botched up and the blood spills and they have to start again. The bottom line is it will still be kosher, even if the two are not similar, but the effort was for them to be similar, a theme which we would like to develop. The Mishnah tells us, Lokach echad ayom ve'echad l'mochak sherim.
Can I ask one question about that? Is that a bidyevet l'chachila? Like if you went ahead and you got, like, you know, you didn't try to get two animals, it was like...
The Braisa on Amud Beis will tell us, bottom line, is that it's kosher.
Okay.
Lokach echad ayom ve'echad l'mochak sherim. If you bought one today, one tomorrow, it's kosher. Meis echad mehem, if one of them dies, imach lo higro meis. If it's before the raffle, so yikach zug lasheni, nothing got locked in, the one that's living is not specifically for shame or la'azazel, so you just pick a new one, and you do the goral. V'mishahigro meis, but let's say you already did the goral, yavi zuga acher. You have to take a new peer, because an animal has to be the result of the goral. V'yagril aleim batchilo, and you do a goral. V'yomar, and you'll say as follows. Now here you got to do some fancy footwork in what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is not saying that you should get up, quote, im shel shei meis, if the one for Hashem died. That's not in quotes. That's like editor's note. V'yomar, and you should say, psst, im shel shei meis, this is what you're going to say. I quote, the one from the new goral that's designated for Hashem, that's the one that will take its place. Good. Now we're back into editor's note. V'im shel azazel meis, stage whisper. If it's the azazel one that died, this is what you should say. Insert here. Quote, Zesha olalav agoral azazel yiskayim tachtov, the one that gets the azazel designation should take its place. The hasheni, and the second one, and Rashi tells us this is going to be a discussion in the Gemara, which one is considered the second one, the extra one? Do you leave the first one, meaning the one from the first set, in its place? But the extra one is Yirad Sheyistoiv. It's going to pasture until it gets a mum, and once it has a mum, you'll be able to sell it. But what we see from this Mishnah in its emphasis is that they were supposed to lechatchila be a peer, similar to each other, and if it didn't work, we had avenues of approach, we have recourse. But essentially, they were supposed to be similar. Let's turn to Amud Beis, and we get the drasha. Top of Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, Yikach Shnei Si'irei Izim. On Yom Kippur, you should take these two animals. Asks the Gemara, Miut Si'irei Shnayim. By definition, if you tell me Si'irei, plural, it's going to be two. And therefore, the word Shnei is extra. This is an absolutely stunning Gemara. Because the Gemara wants us to think like the Gemara. When we read a Pasuk Chumash, the word Shnei is extra. In other words, if it would have said Seire, we would have had a klal. We would not have come and said, oh, I don't know how many. Maybe I should take 45. I don't know. No. If the Torah tells you to do a mitzvah and doesn't tell you what, and it's plural, so it means two. And the Torah knows that that's the conclusion you're going to have. And if objected to your having that conclusion, it would have qualified. And therefore the word Shnei, according to the rules of learning a pasuk in Chumash, is extra. Matam alama Shnei, what does the word Shnei tell you? Sheyiyu, Shneim, Shavim. That they should both be equal. They should be a pair. Minayin afabishayin Shneim Shavim, if they're not. Kesheirim, it's still kasha, tam alama, based on the pasuk. Soyer, soyer, riva, whatever the ribuy is, but the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it still will be okay if the match isn't perfect. Now, let's pause for a second. Why do you think the Torah finds it so necessary that they should preferably be similar? And I'd like to suggest a very simple explanation. It is Yom Kippur. People are thinking of tshuva and reassessment. And the Torah is telling you, take a look. These two animals are like representative, they're a mashal, to people. You have two people at a crossroads, they look similar. One is going to end up lashem, doing the avodah in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and one of them is going to end up lazazel off the back of a cliff. Which one would you like to be? And it's a very, very powerful concept where you have, you know, sometimes they have a song of two twins and one goes one way, one goes the other way, and that's the illustrative presentation over here that's enormously powerful. Drop down about a third of the way down on the page, you'll see there's a parenthesis towards the end of a line. The parenthesis is because it says vitnan. And in the margin, it tells you that it should be Vitanya. It's a brisa. But in any case, it's a great place to find what is another example of this deriving that the two should be similar. And the case over here is the two tziporim of the Mitzora. The Mitzora brings two birds, and we're told that they should be similar. This Gemara will tell us. One of them gets shecht. One of them gets a process of, we'll see, etz erez ezov u'shnita las, a message of humility, and then it gets sent al pnei hasada to fly away. And again, in a moment, we'll try to do some symbolism, but first, what's the drasha of the Gemara? Tanya nami gabi mitzora, ki hai gavna. We have a similar drasha by a mitzora. Tziporim, birds. Mi tziporim shtayim. It's going to be two. Matam alo mashtei. Why does the pasuk tell us two? Sheyiyu shteyem shavos, that they should be similar. And the Gemara continues. Menayin shafapi shein shavos kasheres tam alo matzipa tzipa riba, a similar drasha. A lot of us, when we read Parshas Mitzora, we do shnayim mikra vechatargum without paying much attention. But the process over there is that the first bird gets its head, it's killed, into mayim chayim, into water, and a kli cheres is what's holding it. Kli cheres, the mefarshim say, is like a person, a kli cheres, very mortal, very mundane, and this animal is gone. It failed. We then take the live bird and the live bird, together with, as Rashi tells us, the symbolism of shnitalas ve'ezov, lowly grass, the thread is dyed with a lowly creature. And there's a concept of humility here, Rashi says, because very often tzaras came because of lashon hara. A person is haughty over other people. He thinks he's in charge to make decision who gets credit and who doesn't. And he has to develop this humility. And as a result of the humility and dipping into the blood of the first one, learning the lesson of the past and the failure, he's going to be sent al panei hasadeh, he's going to be allowed to go free and once again chirp. The mitzora was locked away, bodod yeshev. He's not allowed to roam freely, and this bird finally is allowed to go al panei hasadeh. It's fascinating, you have a similar symbolism as to the Shema Nazazel. The mitzora is at a crossroads now. Would you like to be decapitated? Or would you like to move freely in the rest of the world? You want to have your life basically mitzora choshev kemes, or you want to thrive? The one difference to note in the symbolism is that in the case of the Seire Yom Kippur, it's the one that gets killed through Shechita that represents the good, and the one that gets sent out and dumped off the cliff, La'azazel, is considered the bad. It happens that by the Tziporim, it's the reverse. It's the one that's shecht and decapitated into a klicheres, mortal. You didn't elevate yourself and gain eternity. That's the one that's here. And the one that gets sent out is actually symbolizing the Mitzora with his new lease on life. But in any case, based on the Abarbanel, based on others, you have phenomenal insight as to why the Torah wanted the two of them to be the same, and the person at the crossroads chooses what type of person he'd like to be. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.
Mm-hmm.